T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Dallas County Court today, prosecutors are resting their case in the second capital murder trial of accused serial killer Billy Chimiermier. KRLD's LP Phillips reports digital evidence led investigators right to Chimiermier.
Within an hour of the attempted murder of Mary Bartell in 2018, her ring was posted on a site called OfferUp, an online flea market of sorts. Jewelry broker Salah Carter, speaking through an interpreter, said he bought that ring from Billy Chimiermier.
What did you do when you got that ring? What did you do with it?
She's a white fee.
And I take the diamond?
I took the diamonds off.
And I melted the gold.
Police were able to recover images of victim Mary Brooks' ring off the same phone. The jury heard testimony about a fourth victim, Martha Williams, whose daughter testified she and her sister found a pillow in the apartment that had a facial imprint and blood on it. From the Crowley Courthouse, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some parents in Uvalde want the school district to suspend its police force, saying they've lost trust in the district's ability to keep kids safe. KRLD's Alan Skaya explains why.
One of the five police officers hired by Uvalde CISD worked for the Department of Public Safety the day of the shooting. Crimson Elizondo is being investigated for her role in the response. Brett Cross has been camping in front of Uvalde CISD headquarters.
There are 19 babies dead.
Yes, there are.
Two teachers.
Yes.
And a loving, devoted husband who had a heart attack.
He recorded a meeting he had with Superintendent Hal Harrell.
Why will you not suspend the officers pending an investigation?
We are doing the investigation, but I need those officers, just like the city needs their officers.
For what?
The sheriff's department needs their sheriff officers.
Elizondo has not responded. She's still listed as an officer on the district's website. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A federal appeals court has dealt a blow to an Obama-era immigration program designed to help dreamers. KRLD's Austin York has the story.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals concluded the Obama administration did not have the legal authority to create DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, back in 2012. The three-judge panel affirmed a ruling from a federal judge in Texas who barred the Biden administration from enrolling new immigrants in the decade-old program. Now, the program was designed to provide deportation protection and work permits for immigrants who lack legal status. But the court did not order the Biden administration to shut down the program completely. But the government will continue to be prohibited from approving first-time DACA applicants. The ruling was part of a lawsuit filed back in 2018 by Texas and other Republican-controlled states. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas woman missing for 2 years has been found. Her remains turned up in Collin County. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the update.
Mercedes Clement vanished in October of 2020, and despite a desperate search by her friends and family, nothing ever turned up. Friends said she was 5 months pregnant at the time. In February, remains were found in Princeton near Lavon Lake. Now the Collin County Medical Examiner has informed Dallas police the remains are those of Clement. Last time she was seen was on surveillance video walking with a man at the Coco Luau apartment complex about a half mile from Love Field. Friends said the man was a convicted felon named Tanner Lawson, who was described by police as a person of interest. Since Clement's disappearance, Lawson has been locked up on unrelated charges. I went through Dallas County jail records and found the accusations include drug charges, firearm charges, and one count of evading arrest. I also found Lawson once served time at the Sanders Estes prison unit in Venus for an Ellis County robbery conviction. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas has executed a convicted killer who fought for the right to have his pastor in the execution chamber. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has the latest.
38-year-old John Henry Ramirez challenged state prison rules that prevented his pastor from touching him and praying during his execution. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in his favor, so his pastor was with him. Robert Hurst with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice says Ramirez had been convicted of killing a man during a robbery.
Ramirez was convicted of capital murder and sentenced to death for the July 2004 murder of Pablo Castro, a convenience store clerk in Corpus Christi.
The current Nueces County District Attorney unsuccessfully tried to block the execution, saying he opposes the death penalty and the warrant for the execution had been requested by his office by mistake. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.